You have the floor, Minister.
Senhor Presidente da Sessão.
Chair, Excellencies, High Commissioner for Refugees, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. First and foremost, I would like to thank you for the opportunity you have provided us in order to take part in this working meeting in which we will pull our thoughts on issues which are of great concern. Our aim is to find holistic solutions among states and with the UNHCR. We are witnessing the greatest humanitarian challenge since the end of World War II. Cultural intolerance, as well as armed conflicts, as well as political and economic factors, are having a devastating effect on the world, jeopardizing peace and security. This year, the agenda of the meeting includes a high-level segment on the situation of Afghan refugees. I would like to point out that the figures at the end of 2014 stood at 59.5 million people who are either refugees or displaced. Afghanistan and Syria are the biggest contributors to this figure. But I would like to point out that the conflicts in Ukraine, Iraq, Libya, South Sudan, and in the Great Lakes region oblige us to look for complete and global solutions. Angola joins the appeal for lasting solutions in host countries. Problems are multiple and complex. This means that governors must show a will to find practical and immediate solutions. We are sure that the international community represented here today will find lasting solutions. The approval of the Sustainable Development Agenda 2030 at the recent summit is a clear sign for confidence in the future. It is an ambitious plan, and Angola welcomes the adoption of these targets, and we will invest in achieving them. We would like to express our solidarity here today with all those who are refugees, because we know that in the recent past, Angola's conflict led to the forced displacement of around 5 million people, amongst those who were displaced internally and those who sought exile. The high-level tripartite meeting held in Kinshasa in November 2014 and up until September of this year, Angola undertook the last voluntary return operations of Angolan exiles who were still in the RDC and Zambia. Thus, we are pleased to be able to announce that through the voluntary return process organised between July 2013 and September 2015, around 523,318 citizens returned to Angola, 58% of them coming from the Democratic Republic of Congo, 37% from Zambia, 4% from Namibia, and the remaining 1% from other countries. Chair, around 40,000 Angolans chose to remain in their country of exile or asylum, and those were above all in Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Angola is now issuing civil documents, identity documents, which will regularize their situation. Nevertheless, even though this is a complex process, it should not be understood as Angola creating obstacles. We would like to reiterate our sincere thanks to those countries who hosted and protected Angolans for many years, despite internal problems. The Angolan government invested a great deal in human financial and material resources to undertake this voluntary return process. However, because there was a lack of definition concerning the loss of refugee status in Angola, our government recently enacted a law on the status of refugees and asylum, which is in line with international instruments. We would like to once again thank the United Nations High Commission for Refugees and its representatives. We now have a rich human capital, and we are aware of the problems facing refugees around the world. We have learnt that dialogue and respect for human dignity and pooling efforts are the most effective instruments in fighting this scourge. Thank you very much, Chair.